Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah. Yesterday we saw glorious things were prophesied of the kingdom coming. And praise God, yesterday we saw the kingdom has come. And so the glorious things there is available for us. So we're going on Psalm 87, and we're just doing verses 4 and 5 this morning. For the Lord says, I'm reading from the TPT, for the Lord says, here are the nations who will acknowledge me as God, Egypt, Iraq, Palestine, the Mediterranean people, even the distant Ethiopia, and that would be Kush, and that's all the central of Africa, southern Africa. They will all boast, I was born in Zion. But over Zion it will be said, the mighty man was born there, and he will establish for the Lord Most High will truly bless Jerusalem. See, this kingdom coming would not only bless Jerusalem, it would bless the world. Jew and Gentile is now united in Christ to partake of the kingdom blessings. And the beautiful thing here, you know, I just mentioned a couple of names, but we know the kingdoms of this world, according to Scripture, you hold fast to Scripture. Scripture is true, Scripture is backed by God, and Scripture comes to pass. He says the kingdoms of this world will be the kingdoms of our Lord, and we will reign together with him forever. And that is a reality. So the quicker we come out of the deception we're getting of what people are wanting to do, we saw that in the video I sent you yesterday, and know what God is doing, what is in God's heart for you, and what is God's heart for the, and then you've got something to bring in whatever nation you are. But here this morning we see not only is the mighty man, the child of the living God that's born from above, whose names are written in heaven, whose spirit has been made perfect. We see that. If we go, I'll send you that scripture, what's available in the kingdom. The blueprint for every nation is found in the kingdom. And the blueprint for every person, all the days ordained, is found in the kingdom. So when you say you're born from above, you say you have surrendered, like a wife, you have surrendered to a beautiful husband, and the beautiful husband has got the plan, and that beautiful husband is Jesus. In Jesus, you've got the Father, you've got all these benefits of the kingdom, but now it's about staying in tune with the kingdom. Amen. Worshipping reverently, as it goes on there in Hebrews 12 from verse 22 right on to the end. So hallelujah, it's just so beautiful to see, you know, everything that is needed for this world to come back to themselves, just like the prodigal had to come back to himself. The world has got to come back to himself. And that means each and every person has also got to come back to themselves. And that's so almighty. That is so powerful, guys. Everything is available in the kingdom. Amen. God knows the plans that he has for the nations, and he knows the plans that he has for each and every person. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. So be blessed as you look to the Lord, run to the Lord, talk with the Lord, walk with the Lord every day of your life, every minute of your life. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.